U.S. restaurant. I'm thinking North Beach here. U.S. restaurant, 414 Columbus and Vallejo. They sponsor this part of our show. And we go back into the archives. Raph did a great job on this one. And we come up with something to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Giants being here in San Francisco. So, Raph, I said, what do you want to do? He said, I went back and found the conversation you had with the great Hall of Famer, Gaylord Perry, and Don Larson, who was a New York Yankee in the 50s and threw the perfect game in the World Series, and then became a Giant. He was part of the Giants in 1962 when they went to the World Series. But I guess it was the 50th anniversary of the Giants being in San Francisco, or some 50th anniversary, as Raph said. And I had this conversation with Gaylord Perry and Don Larson. So here it is. I think you'll enjoy it as we walk down to the public house right now.
All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR with two pitchers from the 1962 Giants and very famous names in baseball, Gaylord Perry and, of course, Don Larson. And, Don, let me start with you. Coming over to the Giants from the White Sox, being part of this bullpen, you know, you look it up, 11 saves, and you had a heck of a year for the Giants.
Well, I guess I was sort of lucky because I hadn't been used to relieving. You have to get sort of used to that. You don't know when you're going to get called on, so it's hard to be ready all the time. But sometimes you know you're not going to work a little bit, so you get a little break. But it was a different role for me, but I enjoyed it, and I had pretty good luck.
Let me tell you about the first thing with Don Larson. Okay. I was in Pittsburgh. I had started in San Francisco and got no decision in Pittsburgh. I think it was about the eighth inning. Bases loaded, come take me out, no outs. He threw nine pitches, got him out, saved my game. He saved my first win. So I'll always remember Don at being a great believer.
Don, you know, of course, coming from the Yankees in your early years, the St. Louis Browns, 3-21, I'll never forget that. A pitcher's got to be pretty good to have that kind of record. But then you go to the Yankees, you have a lot of success. This Giants team, though, compare it a little bit to the Yankee teams, because this was a good Giants team, and of course, Gaylord, just a young man in those days.
Well, I thought we had a great club here, and Alan managed it well, and we did a good job. It was like playing with the Yankees. You know, we had a lot of good talent, and I like that because once in a while, pitchers are going to make, you know, maybe a mistake or two too much, but we always could come back and, you know, work out of those deficits, per se. But I enjoyed it here. We had a great club, and I loved it.
Mays and Mantle, you played with both of them. Give me a comparison.
I played with both of them again. I think Mays was probably the better all around. He never got hurt. Mickey did it early in his career. They're both outstanding players, you know. Just think about being in playing in New York when you got the three clubs there with Snyder. You know, the fans got spoiled back there then. You know, that was awful, but it was nice to play.
Gaylord, tell me about Don Larson as a pitcher. What kind of pitcher was he? I know nine pitches he got you out of trouble and saved the game, but what made Don Larson special?
Well, he wanted to pitch, you know. You didn't have to worry about if you're there at eighth inning, you get in trouble, or him coming in, you didn't worry about it because he had that great slider that really made him. And okay. With the new windup, it was different from anybody else. So I had all the confidence in the world in him. After the first game in Pittsburgh, he could come in anytime.
Billy Pierce was such a big part of the ball club for you guys. 13-0 at Candlestick, and Gaylord, you had so many great years at Candlestick. What'd you think of that, Billy Pierce?
Well, it was great to see he was up in years, and I said, man, I can play that long maybe too. You know, I got to start winning some games like he did, and he just had a great year. It really made the trade. The people that made that trade made them look great, and such a nice gentleman, nice family with it, and she was kind of the mother of some young guys, his wife and family, and she was a better person than Billy was. But Billy was pretty good.
Don, Billy Pierce, of course you know him quite well.
Well, Billy and I played together with the White Sox the year before, and we had that trade. I was a little surprised because I did a fairly good job with Lopez, and Billy, you know, has been an outstanding pitcher for years. But Billy did a remarkable job for us. Hey, you're not losing a game in Candlestick, you know. And in fact, he saved the playoff game against the Dodgers because I got credit for that win.
That's correct.
And he come in there and shut them out and put us in the World Series.
The trip home on that plane must have been something. 50,000 people at the airport.
I think they landed at a different area, though, so we got away from some of that. I think they expected that, so it worked out okay.
It was way off the main base. We couldn't land and go up to the terminal where the fans were. It was just impossible. It was too dangerous, so they put us out at some express mail or something like that, and we went on home.
But the Pettit race, that last week, you guys are down in the standings. The Dodgers, they started losing 4 games in the last week. And you guys somehow managed to make it happen. I think Gene Oliver had the big home run against the Dodgers, 1-0, and Willie hits a home run against the Houston Colt 45s.
Well, we love Oliver ever since he hit that home run, because we knew Mays could do that. That wasn't surprising.
The Dodgers 3 in a row,
yeah,
and got us in there, and it was up to us. But and that year, I remember we got rained out 4 games, 3 in a row here, and 1 to New York. Then we had to go to Modesto to work out and let the Yankees go first. But that rain didn't help us.
No. Ernie Broglio was part of that Cardinal rotation, if I'm not mistaken.
Ernie lives in San Jose.
That's right, yeah. He had the big game. Gaylord, the World Series, and I'll ask Don as well. What do you remember about the World Series?
Well, I had been sent down that year about halfway through, so I wasn't able to play in the World Series. I did volunteer for batting practice, get our hitters hot for these guys. And then we back in New York, and I was expecting my first child, and I called my father-in-law and said, oh, they're just out riding around, but it was at the hospital. And so the next day I flew home and joined my family. So I watched it.
Terry and I had the same day, kids. Yeah. 3 of us.
Don, the World Series against the Yankees, here you are. You're back in Yankee Stadium again, and it ends up being a great World Series.
I really wanted to win that one for Horace Stoneman in San Francisco and the Giants. I really wanted that bad. I remember in the bullpen, we were all in the office in the bullpen, and McCovey hit that shot. We all jumped up, and the time we sat down, it was over. And I was upset, very upset, because we had a good shot at that. And the thing about that was that all that rain we had, I remember McCovey hit a ball for left center. He might have scored and he got a triple out of it. But Maddie got on somehow, and Mays hit a double to right field. And it was wet out there, and Maris made a hell of a play in the ball to get it back in, but stop Maddie from scoring. And then the way it ended, it was awful.
But I'm amazed. They pitched to Willie McCovey. Ralph Houk goes out. Ralph Terry's on the mound, and he's got Cepeda on deck. He's got an open base, and you pitch to Willie McCovey?
Well, I was surprised of that decision myself. I would have thinking they would have pitched to Cepeda rather than McCovey. But that's the way some, I'm guessing you're lucky sometime. But they had a good ball club, too, so you know, they deserve what they got.
Well, if someone's got to be a nice guy, Bobby Richardson was a nice guy. I know Don played with him a lot. I've got to know Bobby out there. He's retired. And you just have to say you couldn't hit it to a nicer guy.
I always enjoy talking with both of you. And for Don Larson, I had such a good time with Arthur Richmond. And Arthur always told me of spending the night before the perfect game with you. And he has a great story about it.
Yeah, Arthur was our best man. And I've known Arthur since I was with the Browns. You know, he and his brother were fans of the Browns, which is unusual, being in New York. But we had a very good relationship. He's almost like my brother. And he, of course, he's gone now, but I miss him a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
Let me tell you about Arthur.
Yeah, please.
We went on a 17 military trip to see our soldiers in hospitals, and Arthur was my roommate. He was the leader of this, and he took care of us. He made sure we got to the right spot all the time. But what a great 17 days we spent with our brave soldiers in the hospitals, and we went to Okinawa, Philippines, went to Japan, and went to 4 countries anyway. It was just a great, and he was the leader of that group.
Wow. Boy, Arthur Richmond, a good man. And he got Joe Torre's job as manager of the Yankees. He was the one who recommended him. Gaylord, 50 years since that World Series, you just reflect on it for me?
Well, it's so great to see these guys. It was a bigger part of it than I was. I was very lucky. I was 3-1 that year, and I figured I helped a little bit, but these guys did the whole thing. They went the whole year, and I was very proud of them, and I got a half a share, too.
How much was that in those days?
About $3,600.
All right. Thank you both so much. Thanks, Gabe.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.